Kristen Duncan is actually the librarian of Fairview High School. She joins us on the line this morning. Kristen, thank you very much for joining us. You're actually spearheading the food drive, I guess, from Fairview High School, helping out the food bank there. Please, just as a little bit of an icebreaker, comments on the fact that, well, the school is helping out the food bank at this time of the year.
Yeah, it's really nice that we can help out and support the Fairview Food Bank. The Fairview Fire Department a few years back wasn't able to do the food drive, so I had stepped up to make sure our community was taken care of, and it worked fantastic. We came up with a bag solution where we deliver bags to each resident in the community. They get a couple days to fill the bag, and then they leave it on their doorstep, and we pick it up for them.
How important is it to get the students involved in a little bit of charity work like this, especially when food banks are really needed right now?
I think it's huge to get student involvement. They seem to really enjoy it. They've actually been working very hard, helping me with the tags and to get them on the bags and things like that. So they do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work with me, which is fantastic, but it's definitely really important. I think the kids have really seen what an impact this food drive makes for the community, and they're excited to help.
Yeah, I was going to ask, the work is definitely there, but fingers crossed, the enthusiasm is there as well?
Yes, I'd say most of the kids, they do enjoy helping and giving back to our community. There's the odd one that, you know, might complain a little bit, but for the most part, they all have smiles on their faces, and they're more than willing to help us out.
You said a few years ago, Kristen, that the fire department was unable to continue and then the high school stepped up. So I'm assuming, please correct me if I'm wrong, that this is not the first time you're going through this. How did last year go?
Last year went quite well. We, not as good as we were hoping, actually, but with the cost of living and inflation, that kind of really hurt people being able to give back as much as they normally do. But it all started through COVID, of course, the dreaded COVID.
Mm-hmm.
The fire department, with all the restrictions and everything that was in place, they were not able to go out into the community and collect the food like they normally would. So I had come up with the bag idea, which actually my hometown in BC does something similar. So we have a bag, we hang it on every doorstep in the community. And we don't have to talk to anybody. We didn't have to, you know, come face-to-face with the restrictions. We were able to just hang it on the front door, leave it for 3 days, and go back. They would leave it on their front doorstep for us, and we would go pick it up at a specific time. And it was the first year trying it, and we've been doing it ever since because it works so well, and we can get it done a lot faster.
Yeah, now I guess with the process well underway, fingers crossed that it works out well again this year and people are able to step up to the plate?
Yes, we are hoping that we can have a really successful year. Not going to lie, I'm a little worried with the price of groceries, how much people are going to be willing to give, but our community is fantastic and they always come together to help.
Are volunteers still needed for pickup, drop-off, collection?
Yes, we could always use volunteers. Anybody who is willing to help, they can just give me a call at the high school and I can give them the instructions and they can come on down and give us a hand.
Kristen, I understand a few sponsors need to be thanked for the endeavor that the high school is providing.
Absolutely. Fairview High School and the Fairview Fire Department would like to send out a huge thank you to the Rotary Club of Fairview. They always come out and give us a hand and sponsor the cost of the bags that we need to replace. Fairview Flyers, they always come out. Those young men, they give us a hand, and it's greatly appreciated. And the Old Bistro is also a sponsor this year for us. So huge thank you to all of those businesses for helping us out.
How much of an enlightened face do you get when you deliver the goods to Madeline at the food bank?
It is, yes, Madeline at the food bank. They are always so grateful, and it is just so humbling to be able to deliver all this stuff. They're almost in tears. We're almost in tears. It's just such a joyous occasion, and it's fantastic. I love it.
Kristen Duncan is the librarian at Fairview High School, helping out with the Fairview Food Drive. Kristen, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.